Okay, and you're probably most interested in the hockey, but we are going to begin first with football, where there was also major news at the weekend. Star goalie Petr Cech became just the fourth Czech in football history to hoist the Champions League Cup after Chelsea defeated Bayern Munich in Munich, Germany, on Saturday. Cech was also one of the main heroes of the match, the last line of a formidable defense that stopped wave after wave of attacks by the superior Bayern. The goalkeeper was beaten only once in regular time. It was Miller who finally broke the deadlock, and he scored what looked like it would be the winner in the 82nd minute, but Chelsea's talismanic Didier Drogba put Chelsea level again just 2 minutes from time. In the extra frame, Cech continued to shine, with a turning point coming after he saved a penalty kick by striker Arjen Robben. When the game came down to extremely dramatic penalties after extra time, Chelsea trailed at 1-3-1, but Cech then stopped Ivica Olic and, some say, got a touch on Bastian Schweinsteiger's shot, which hit the post. Drogba then scored the winner, securing the famous trophy for Chelsea. After the game, here's what goalkeeper Petr Cech said. When I saved Robin's penalty, I began to believe we would successfully see things through. In this game, I faced a total of 6 penalty shots, and each time I guessed the direction correctly and went the right way. That gave me the added confidence that I would be able to stop at least one of them. A day after the win, Petr Cech turned 30 years old, making clear he couldn't imagine a better birthday present. Erased at last is the disappointment of losing in the Champions League final in Moscow, also on penalties against Manchester United 4 years ago. As the press noted, the Chelsea triumph is a major one for Chelsea's old guard that includes longtime players like Didier Drogba, Frank Lampard, and John Terry. Continuing with football, there was a slight scare that the Czech national squad captain midfielder Tomáš Rosický might be in a spot of injury trouble ahead of the European Championship, which begins soon in Ukraine and Poland. Rosický suffered a slight groin injury, but the prognosis is that he should be fully ready. Here's what the player said. I was really exhausted from the regular season. It was very long and I played all the time. I even had problems with my heel, so I didn't train for 2 weeks before. So I was wiped out from the matches themselves and didn't have time to recover in training. And turning to hockey now, on Sunday the Czech national hockey squad rebounded just a day after losing the semi-final at the World Championships in ice hockey to Slovakia. In its final game of the tournament, the team beat Finland 3-2 to take the bronze medal for the second year in a row. In 2010, the team won gold in Germany. The result was particularly satisfying for teammates like 40-year-old veteran Petr Nedved, who is not likely to return to the roster next year. Meanwhile, here's how the result was rated by team coach Alois Hadamčík. I'm glad that after the big disappointment of the semi-final, they were able to get some rest and came back in a fighting mood. They showed that they wanted to win, that they wanted the medal both for themselves and for the nation, and they played a really good game. In the bronze medal game, the Czech team scored all 3 of its goals in the first period, and then had to weather an onslaught that brought Finland within 1. In the third, for example, the Finns outshot the Czechs 14-1, but goalie Jakub Štěpánek held on. And that's all the sport for today.